Okay, let's get into Chagiga Yerushalmi Daf Yudalad. Chagiga Yerushalmi Daf Yudalad. We are Yud Gimel Amid Beis. We're in the discussion of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in terms of the halachas of Oles Re'iyah and Smicha. So one machlokas is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, whether Oles Re'iyah, which is one of the three karbanas that we're talking about, Oles Re'iyah, Shalmei Chagiga, and Shalmei Simcha. So if the Oles Re'iyah can be brought on the first day of Yontif, Beis Shammai says no, and Beis Hillel says yes. Number two, the other machlokas, that's the main machlokas we're talking about, the other machlokas is related to smicha. Beis Shammai says that you could only bring the shlamim, and you cannot even do smicha on the shlamim. The smicha is done the day before, because you do not need tekef l'shmicha shchita, or the way the Yerushalmi says it is that you could do a smicha, you're allowed to do a smicha shelo kedarka, which means earlier. Beis Hillel argues on both of those points. Beis Hillel says you could bring the Oles Re'iyah on Yantif, not on Shabbos, but on Yantif, and you could do smicha on the karbanos. You could do smicha because you need tekef l'shmicha shchita. And we have the different svaras that they went back and forth with their Kal Vachomers on yesterday's daf. So now we get into related to that. Reish Lakish once heard Talmidim talking about a pasuk. So we're on the bottom of Yud Gimel of a base. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun. Rishum Men Lakish Havi Avar Kumei Sidra. One time Reish Lakish was walking by the base medrash. Vishama Kalon Karye Dena Psuka Hadim Psuka. He heard people, some Talmidim, hear them saying the following pasuk. Following pasuk is a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim that describes when Shlomo HaMelech was becoming king. They had a big party about this event. And David HaMelech was at the end of his life. Obviously, we know that he became king at the end of his life. So this was what was described. Vayizvach Hashem, but on that occasion they gave karbanos. Vayizvach Hashem zvachim vayalu olos Hashem lamachras bayom hahu. So they brought zvachim and olos. So whenever zvachim could be a general word that means all karbanos, but when it's used in the context of olah, so then it usually means a shlamim. So it's the pasuk says that they gave shlamim and olos to Hashem the next day. Lamachras hayomahu, the next day. So that day was Shavuos, as we'll see. So the next day they brought the karbanos. So Reish Lakish wonders, Amar manda. So how do you read the pasuk? Where do you put a comma in the pasuk? Amar manda mafsik le ke Beis Shammai, if you read it as follows, like this, that would be Beis Shammai. Vayizbechu Lashem zvachim, comma, they brought zvachim shlamim that day, that Shavuos, and then the next day, vayalu olas Lashem lamachras, and the olas they brought the next day, that's how Beis Shammai would read this pasuk, because that would be olas are only brought on the second day. You can't bring it on Yantif or on Shabbos, so they bring it the next day. So that's how Beis Shammai would read the pasuk. You put a comma in between. Right, manda mas psikle kebei shamai, manda kara kule kebei sela. And what if you read it without a comma and you read the whole thing together? They brought shlamim and olos the next day. Then you can read it even like Beis Hillel. We'll have to see how that works. Even like Beis Hillel, they brought both shlamim and olos the next day. According to Beis Hillel, you can bring both of them today on Shavuos. So why would you say you brought them both the next day? Okay, the Gemara is going to talk about it. So the Gemara says, Nicha olos lomachras hayomahu. I understand why Ola would be brought the next day if it was Beis Shammai. But shlamim lomachras hayom, shlamim has to be pushed off the next day? What do you mean? Everybody agrees you can bring a shlamim today. Vein shlamim ban ke Beis Shammai. What? The shlamim can't be brought even to Beis Shammai. Everybody agrees. So how do you read the pasuk the second way? Doesn't work for Beis Hillel, doesn't work for Beis Shammai. So Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun, and again we had this whole Gemara earlier in earlier Masechta. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Bun, David Meis Bat Seres. David was Nifter on Shavuos, and if David was Nifter on Shavuos, so then that's why even according to Beis Hillel, no karbanos were brought that day. For you call Yisrael Oninin ve'ikrivu l'machar. When you read the pasuk, they were all Bnei Yisrael were Oninim, because the Nasi, Ki'ilu, the Nasi died. And when the Nasi dies, everybody has to take part. That's the Kavod. V'yikol Yisrael Oninim. The Pnei Moshe says, V'lo hayu yecholun lahakriv al lamachar. Kal hazvachim lerov shahayu lahem. They couldn't, nobody could bring the karbanos, because it was covered for David HaMelech. And therefore, they brought all the karbanos the next day. So that is the halacha. An onain is not allowed to even be mishala karbanosa, right? He can't even make a shliach. We mentioned earlier that certain people, a tame, special din. But in Moikatan, Daf Tezvav tells us that an onain is not mishaleach karbonosav. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchas Avel, Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, says the Rambam, right? Hilchas Avel, all the halachas about Perek Gimel is all about the exceptions. About a kohen is not metame except for, and what about a base mitzvah? That's halacha ches. And halacha tes is if a kohen and an ozer are walking down the street, and a yud, halacha yud, nasi shemes, hakol mistamen lo. If a nasi dies, everyone, all the tzibur becomes tame. That's the covenant. Afilu kohanim, asa'u kemes mitzvah lakol, b'bnei sha'akol chayavim b'chvodo. Everyone is chayav in his covenant. V'chein hakol onin in alav. Everyone is an onain for him. And therefore, that's the Rambam as quoted in the Shulchan Aruch also in Yeridea. The Rishonim discuss, it's Yantif though. It's Yantif, right? There's no Aninus or Avelus on Yantif, right? If it's beforehand, then Yantif breaks it. If it on Yantif doesn't. So the Rishonim Tosfos, the Rosh discussed that maybe it wasn't a halachic Aninus, but it was just that everybody was in a state that they couldn't bring the Karbanos. They were ba'atzvus, it wasn't actual aninus, it was just saying that this was practically, they weren't able to be the karbanos, they were asuk in the niftar in the mace, but it wasn't actual. The other issue brought up, Tosfos brings up here in Chagiga, but didn't David die on Shabbos? Doesn't that the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed, remember that Gemara that David HaMelech asked Hashem, when am I going to die? And Hashem says, I'm not telling you, you're not going to know that. He says, okay, at least tell me what day of the week. He says, I'm going to die on Shabbos. You're going to die on Shabbos. So David HaMelech says, you know, he didn't want people to be Mechal Shabbos for him. He says, well, why don't you make it Sunday? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Shlomo was supposed to be king already. Okay, take away a day from me. Make it Friday. Take a day away. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, Tov Yom Chatzi Recha Me'elef, better one day of your tefillah and Torah than 1,000 karbanos that Shlomo HaMelech is going to bring. So, for then on, David HaMelech learned every second of every Shabbos, until one time, remember, he was a wind that was fluttering in the trees, and it was unusual, and David HaMelech went to check it out. So it was Shabbos. So, if it was Shabbos, so, isn't that already a reason why they didn't bring the Karbanos that day? It says, oh, they were the Nasi, and they were Onanim, and they were fake Onanim. It was Shabbos. And even Beis Hillel agrees you can't bring these karbanos on Shabbos. So that's Tosfos Kasha and Chagiga here on Daf Yud Zayin Amid Aleph. V'Yerushalmi Amar Rabbi Yosi Barbun David Meis Batzeres V'Hal Yikol Yisrael Onanim V'Ikriva L'Machar Klomar Mehasam Mashma Shahayelo Tashlumin V'Kashel Reb Elchanan Tebeglay T'Balavachi Lo Kriva Barishon Kivan Shaya Shabbos K'Demashma B'Shabbos Perek Bamalikin The B'Shabbos Yifta David V'Shem Ahasam Les Lehachi El Apolagaha. Tosfos suggests maybe it's a machlokas. Machlokas Bavi Yerushalmi, whether it's Shabbos or Shavuos. Other Rishonim say maybe it was both. Maybe it was both. What's the machlokas about? There's a long slach here on Daf Yud Zayin. The Mishnah Lebelech also discusses this on that Rabbah in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud. He has a big discussion of trying to work it out that if everybody became Tameh that day, so then what day did they bring it? They were all become Tameh Meis. So became Tameh Meis, then you have to have Hazosh Shlishi Vishvi, and then you would have to bring the carbon after. It would be too late. Why can't they bring the carbonus? Right? And Madavar Kane asked the Mishnah Melech, typically, Shakola Itzmeh Meis, Vim Kane Eich Lamachar, Hikri says, the Machar they gave it. How they give it? Vaboy Hazosh Shlishi Vishvi, right? They need, the Paraduma, sprinkling, so how they even bring it, those days? See, so he has a discussion, all different possibilities, which he rejects. Maybe Lamachar means the next couple of days, not Mamish Lamachar. So that still doesn't work. So he struggles with this. He struggles a little later on. He says, because of all of these karbanis, yeah, you had to give them the kavod, but maybe they didn't actually become tamei. Because they knew, if then nobody's going to bring all these karbanas, so maybe they didn't become tamei, and that's why it was only one day. It says later on, Nira lead to me, Olam lo gazru b'misas hanasi ela aninu shel divrehem, not aninu shel Torah. So maybe after David was nikbar, covered gadol asul b'mosav v'chulu, so he tries to to figure out exactly how this would work, how it would work that even if it was actually became Tame, it was just Aninus. That's the Mishnah Melech here in Gimel Yud. But it got when David HaMelech died. Good. We continue. Ma'isav Hil Azakein Shevi Olas Olazara V'Savech Aleha. Hil Azakein one time brought his carbon Ola to the Azara on Yantif in order to give us a carbon Olas Re'iyah, and he did Smicha V'Savech Aleha. The Chibra Olav Tamidei Shamai. So the Tamidei Shamai all of a sudden came around him, because at that time there was still a Machlokes. Tamidei Shamai did not. I guess they weren't nervous, or they didn't worry about the smicha element of it, but they said, Ola. Our Rebbe says, you can't bring an Ola today. So Hillel wanted to pretend that it wasn't an Ola, that it was a Shlamim. Wanted to pretend that. Hiskla Makashkesh Biznavas. He starts shaking its tail as if to, he's going to show them, you know, that it's a Nekeva, because an Ola has to be a Zachar. So if he shows a Nekeva, they'll know it's a Shlamim. So Makashkesh Biznavas, says the Karbana Eda, today Lahat Osan, She Yizbru She Nekeva, to trick them, to make them think that it is a female, Veinakeva, Ba'ola, V'yasakein, why did he do this? May rove on Visanuso, Mipnei Hashalom. Right? Because of his tremendous humility, and he didn't, want to get into a fight with them. So Amar Lahen, so he says to them, back to the Gemara, Unakeva, he, Vishlamim, Hevitia. It's a female, right? They didn't shake it around the tail so you don't see what's underneath. And it's a Shlamim. So, and then, if Ligam Midvarim, he started talking to them about something else, V'halchalem, and they left. Liachar Yamim, later on, Gavar Yadnashal Beis Shammai, Ubikshu Likvo Halacha Gedivrehem, the Beis Shammai wanted to be Koveya the Halacha, like them. Remember that Gemara in Ervin? Bavli Daf Yud Gimel, that for years, they argued about who the Halacha is going to be like, until the Basco. So what happens? They wanted to be Koveya. Fayisham Baba Ben Buta, Vitalmide Beis Shammai. Baba Ben Buta was there. He was from the Shammai camp, Beis Shammai, and he knew though, Yodesh Halacha Beis Hillel. But he knew the Halacha should be like Beis Hillel. He knew that was the Besorah. He knew that. So he was going to be an infiltrator from the inside to have tremendous hashpah. Pamachazich Azazar Vo Matzah Shomemes. One time, Bob Ben Buta walked into the Beis HaMikdash on the Azara on a Yantif, and it was empty. It was empty. Shomemes. Karbana Eda, because nobody brought their olas. They were nervous. Shlo, maybe there was tactics. You see, Beis Shammai, they were not making it simple. Shalohayu sham harbi b'nei adam. Shalohayu mevi an olas k'bei shamai. And Baben Buta got very upset. Amar yashumu batan shalelu. This house is desolate, the Beis HaMikdash. The houses of these people who make it that everybody should follow their shita just should be desolated. Shehi shamu esveis elokeinu. So ma asa, what did he do? So shalach vevi shloshes alafim tloi matza mitzon kedar. He was said that he brought 3,000 sheep, fancy sheep from Tzon Kedar, where they have special type of sheep, and Ubikran mi mumin, and he checked them for mumin. V'he'amidah b'harabayis v'amar lahen shimuuni achai beis Yisrael. He sent out a proclamation to all the B'nai Yisrael. Kol mishu rotza yavi olos yavi v'yismach. Whoever has to bring an ola, even though he was Tamei Beis Shammai, but he realized that Halacha must be like Beis Hillel. Whoever wants to bring an ola, come and bring an ola and do smicha. Yavi shlamim v'yismach. Bring shlamim v'yismach. And therefore, he was able to help him machriya like Beis Hillel. Bosa Shah, Nikva Halacha, Ke Beis Hillel, Follow Amar, Adam, Dover. So Baben Buta was the one that helped save the day. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar. This is why Elazar says, you know what you see from this story? These following three things. Many different pshatim, what these three statements mean. Different gersos. So we're going to go with one of the pshatim. Hada Amra, right? Hada Amra, this story teaches me. Bisherusa Bayamiluye. So Bisherusa by Meluye, what does that mean? Bisherusa, the Sefer Charedim. We had this Gemara back in Maseches Beitza also. So the Charedim said there, Bisherusa, at the beginning of an argument by Meluye, just state your opinion. If there's an argument, state your opinion. Right? Part of the problem here was that Hillel was such an anav that he didn't want to say anything, right? As we saw before, Bebrei HaShalom. But express your opinion at the beginning, so that could already show, your side. Next, Sasa, we'll read it as Sama. Sama de Kisa, the medicine of Kisa, right? What is Sama de Kisa? The medicine of the wood, Mineo Bay, from it itself. What does that mean? It means sometimes if you want to chop down a tree, so then you have to use an axe. An axe is made out of wood. So from the tree itself, the thing from the tree itself fells the tree, right? So that's Baba Ben Buta from Beis Shammai felled Beis Shammai. So you need somebody from that side to win. And number three, call Gumra. Delokavia, Peshaita Lokavia. Any coal that does not light in its time will not light. Right? What does that mean? Beishamai did not protest Bava Ben Buta at the beginning, right, when he went up there. So that's why he was able to be Koveya Dalacha, because the coal wasn't lit right at the beginning. So therefore, Lokavia wasn't lit. It won't win. One time there was a Talmud of Beis Hillel that went up to the Azara, brought his Ola, v'samech aleha, and he did smicha, and one of the Talmud of Beis Hillel saw him. And this Talmud, I guess, maybe learned from what Rabbi Yisrael Bar Elazar said. I'm not going to back down and just be quiet. I mean, this isn't gaiva, this is just my Rebbe Shita. So amar lo, mazush smicha. So the Talmud of Beis Hillel said to the Talmud of Beis Hillel, you doing smicha? What are you doing smicha? Right, you don't do smicha. Amar lo mazu shtika. He says, you know, why don't you just be quiet? Right, what does he mean? Mazu shtika, karban eida, tova haisa lecha shtika. The halach is nikva, like my Rebbe. So maybe let's not get into this argument here. So vishitku b'nezifa, and he just didn't really answer him, and vahalach lo, and he walked away, because he was confident that halacha was like his Rebbe, and that's what he did. Period. We continue. Atzeres Shachala, next Mishnah relating to Inyanim of Yantif here. So Atzeres Shachala Elias Erev Shabbos. If this is another ramification of the previous Machlokas. If Shuas was on a Friday, so then when do you bring the Karmanas, the Olas Re'iyah? So again, Beis Shammai says you can't bring it on Yantif, you can't bring it on Shabbos. Nobody says you can bring it on Shabbos. So Atzeres Shachala Elias Erev Shabbos, Beis Shammai Yomrim, Yom Tivach, the day of Shechita of the Karban Ola, La'achar Shabbos. So after Shabbos, you push it off 2 days. So the third day of Yantif is when Beis Shammai says you bring the olas re'iya. Ubeis Hillel omrim ein la. Let's take out that nun. Ein la yom tavoach. There's no separate day. You do it Friday. Ein la yom tavoach. There's no separate day. Be karbana eda ein atzricha yom tavoach. You don't need a separate one. Shemuta lakbiva b'yantif. Ubeis Hillel tamayu. Ubeis Hillel says mevi'in shlamim va'olas b'yantif. So if no problem, if Shuas is on a Friday, Beis Hillel says you bring it that day. Umodid, but Beis Hillel would agree, Shemachal Alios B'Shabbos, Shem Tavach Lachar Shabbos. Right, if the first day of Yantiv, if the only day, if Shuas is on a Shabbos, then everybody agrees you bring it the next day. Everybody agrees you bring the Ola and the Shlamim on the next day. We'll get back to that. Ein Kohen Gadol Mislabesh, and when you bring it, when Shvuas is on Shabbos, and you bring the Karbanos of Olas Re'iyah and Shalom Chagiga on Sunday, the Mishnah is going to tell us, you don't treat it like a regular day that you're bringing karbanos. The ein kohen gadol mislabish bekelav, and the kohen gadol does not wear his special kelim that he would normally wear when he brings the karbanos. Mutar b'sefer v'tainis, and also you're allowed to have a spedim and tainios, even though you're usually not allowed to have that on the day that you bring a karban. Right? It's like a yontif delay, as we have said. Shalwai, why do you have to emphasize and minimize the celebration? Because of the stukim, shalolakayim is divrei haomrim atzeres la'achar Shabbos, not to fulfill, not to give strength to those who say that Shavuos is always on a Sunday. Remember the most famous machlokas between the stukim and the prushim about mimachras haShabbos, and they say that Shavuos is always on a Sunday, 7 weeks after Pesach. So sometimes it works out that it is on a Sunday, but we don't want to strengthen that, so we're going to do what we have to do. We're going to bring the karbanos, but we're not going to celebrate in the same way. You're allowed to have hesped the tightness, and the kohen gadol doesn't wear his begatim. There's a whole sefer written about why the Torah uses such language, right? If the Torah means Pesach, right, mimachras haShabbos means the day at the start counting, svartam lachem, the day after the first day of Pesach, we start counting on day two, and that's when the Omer is brought. So why does the Torah use such confusing language and say Shabbos, right? It should say some other words. Many pshatim given. The Meshech Chachma himself has a couple of pshatim. I'll just remind the chevra of one of them, and that's the Meshech Chachma in Emor, where the Meshech Chachma talks about the difference between Shabbos and Yantif. He said it's different categories of mitzvahs. Some mitzvahs, he says, da, the bedasu eloki, yish mitzvahs shemakashrin yisrael avim shemashamayim. Some mitzvahs connect us to Hashem directly. Imagine a line going from a Jew to Hashem. There's some mitzvahs that connect us to each other. Kigon tzitzis, v'tfilin, u'mezuzah. Right? Some mitzvahs connect to each other. Imagine like we're all on a circle and we're connected to each other. And memela, you know, if Hashem's in the middle of the circle, we're connected to, you know, Hashem that way. Hein mitzvahs ha'makashim li'yisrael Hashem yisbarach. Gumilas chasadim v'tshubas ha'maisrus, hein makashim zel hazeh. V'nimshal, says the Meshech Chachma, that's the difference between Shabbos and Yantif. Shabbos connects us to Hashem directly. Why? Because after all, we're not connected to each other in the same way. Halo al yetzi yesh bimkomo. Hotza asura. Umalecha sochal nefesh asura. We don't cook for each other. We don't go out to each other. Right? Hotza'a and bish and ochal nefesh are the two differences. V'yem kein. Kalish v'ish bifnei atzmahu. Levaduhu yoshev osik batorah. Shehema mikusharim el Hashem yisbarach hamerkaz amiti. We're all connected directly to Hashem, not to each other. Asher kol Yisrael hema kavim nifradim hamagim lamerkaz echad. We're all connected to that midpoint kaviyachol of Hashem, but with a direct line from us to Him. Hu Hashem yisbarach. Ulesiba zeh hema kusharim yachtov. And because we're connected to Him, then mamela we're connected to each other. Kvoshamer medrash rabba bnei Yaakov sheovdim lakel echad. Nikraim Nefesh. Rav Rashi quotes that back in Vayigash. Avo Yantiv, but Yantiv, no. Hotza is mutter. We cook for each other. Hema, who ben amitzah makashin, huma zelazeh. We're connected to each other. Lachim melech hazochal nefesh mutter. Vim yavo elef archim yofal lechem. And if 1,000 guests come, we could cook. Mar psachim membav, hofem yantiv lachol. Rabbi says ain't a loke because of hoil. Hol v'chazil archim. V'kulam chayavim malos to rega, v'lesmachu l'sameach. And all of us were mitzvah to be misameach together. V'lachin hutra hotzav avara. Shem lo kein, lo yimukshar mughanim zelazek echad. This is allowed so that we can be connected. Says the Meshech Chachma, that first Pesach was like a Shabbos. That first Pesach, we couldn't go out of our houses. Bisbonan chatireh, ki bepesach shehora aso haya, al shepasach hamakom abatim bnei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim, halo aza dayin lo haiso umanik sheres. Right? We weren't yet connected to each other. We weren't in Uma yet. We were in our own homes. Ki hayu bodedim ish ba'alo, al yetzi ish bepesach beisod boker. Rak shekulam hayu maskimim b'dei achas b'lekich hazakarban. We all followed Hashem. We took the carbon into our houses. Umekushar mo'adon echad. Hu Hashem Elokei Yisrael, lochein ha-pesach shabab orazu, this Pesach, ksiv beish yonecha elam nuyav, you have to be appointed, v'ochon l'tzor tzorch l'mas be'erav Pesach, v'hu kemo Shabbos. K'misha torach be'erav Shabbos, yocha b'Shabbos. If you're a Torah beforehand, then you weren't part of the current Pesach. V'ya'uma ina mekusheres zel azeh rak b'ofan rachok. It's only an indirect way that we're connected. She mekusharam zel azeh. Aydei she mekusharam l'merkaz echad. V'lochein ksiv usfartam lechemim achores ha-Shabbos. Zeh Pesach. Shehu ba'oraso kamo Shabbos. Ad mi'achad ha-Shabbos ha-Shviyis, shos yimukushorim zelazeh bizgalos, because then, after that, then Yontif will become differently, and that's why Dafka, answering another question, why, in the middle of the section of Yontif, we have the mitzvahs of Matnis Aniyim. Lo sachala pasadcha, lani v'lager tazov osam. What are those are doing there? Because that's emphasizing that Shvuas now is going to be, like Yontif, different than Shabbos. Okay, one idea, why it's called Shabbos. We continue. Again, what the Mishnah said, when Shavuos is on a Friday, Beishamai says everything's done on Sunday. We sell Omrim Ein La Yom Tavach, Ela Yomahu Tvucha. That day, Friday. Ha Beishamai Omrim Yom Tavach Shalom Achar Shabbos. So Beishamai says it's on Sunday. V'yei Kohen Gadol Mislavish, but Kidli Kal V'Chomer. Beishamai would say the Kohen Gadol does not wear his special begadim based on a Kal V'Chomer. The Mishnah just says that according to Beis Hillel, when Shavuos is on Shabbos and you do the Karbanos on Sunday, the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear a special begatim. So now the Gemara is saying, Beishamai, when Shavuos falls on a Friday and you push off the Ola to Sunday, they're Kal V'chomer, that the Kohen Gadol is not going to wear his begatim. Why? What's the Kal V'chomer? Uma im b'shar sheishem oshlamim v'olos. K'divir Beishamai, when Shavuos falls out on Shabbos and Beis Hillel says you push both Ola and Shlamim to Sunday, you have both special Karbanos. Even there, Ain Kohen Gadol Mislabish Bekelev. The Kohen Gadol doesn't wear a special Begidei Kohuna Gadola, right? Because that's on, even though he's bringing two special Karbanos, B'shosh Eish Shlamim Olos Kedivir Beishamai. So when Shavuos falls on a Friday, and Beishamai says you can bring the Shlamim that day, the only thing that's pushed off till Sunday is an Ola, Lo Kol Shekein, surely he doesn't wear a special Begadim. Again, because of the, so Lahotzi Midei Tzukim, not to give them strength, but if Beis Hillel says it when it falls out on Shabbos, surely Beishamai says it when it falls out on Friday. Good. Next brisa. Kasev echad omer v'chag ha-katzer bikurim ha-asecha. One brisa says, well, the pasuk says, v'chag ha-katzer. Right? It sounds like what you'd harvest on Yontif. V'chag ha-katzer bikurim ha-asecha. V'kasev acher omer. But the other pasuk says, you can't do those malachas. You can't do all malachas. Kol malachas avodol asasu. Right? Ochol nefesh is mutter, but all other malachas are not. And katzira is not one of the malachas that are mutter for ochol nefesh. Right, so how do you put these two psukim together? Amar Rav Chananya, Ketzi Yiskai B'Shnei Mikros Halalu. How do you put the two psukim together of harvesting on Yontif or not? So B'Shashu Chal B'Chol on a day that Shavuos falls out on a weekday, at Chogeg, you bring the Chagiga, the Shoves, but you have an Isra Malacha, right? You don't harvest, right? Let's say Shavuos falls on a Tuesday. So you could have the Chagiga, but you can't do Malacha. But if Yontif falls out on, Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, and then the Karbanos are brought the next day, which is Chol HaMoed. So Chol HaMoed, Lamachar, at Chogeg, Vikotzer. So then you'd be able to bring the Chagiga and do Malacha that day. And that's alluded to Chag HaKatzir, right? That first pasuk is talking about when Shavuos falls out on a Shabbos. So then you're going to bring the Chag on the day that you're allowed to be Kotzer, right? Which is a the Malacha and Chol HaMoed. The Gemara just notes, Amar Rav Yosi bar Abuna, Bavad, Shibalam Lisasa, right? You're only allowed to do that if you need for that day, literally sheaths for your dough, right? Malacha Zochol Nefesh, is Mutter, on Chalamo, you're allowed to do Malach on Chalamoid if it's, you know, one of the five needs, but also here, it's the day that you're bringing a carbon. So the day you bring a carbon, you usually have an Isra Malacha, so you're only allowed to do Malacha that you need. Kadadatani, like we learned, Lahain Inish, Diyavi, Elohi, A'idu Bikurin, right, it's from, I think it's Megillas Tainus, right, those people that bring A'in, A'in is Eitzim, right, Ayin and Sadi switch in Aramaic. Those that are bringing a carbon of wood, ubikurin or bikurim, like Ha'omer Harei Eitzim LaMizbeach VeGizur LaMaracha, somebody who promises to bring wood for the Mizbeach, Aser B'Sefed V'Tainus, Umilas Malacha Bo Bayom. There's an Isra Malacha, and Hesped V'Tainus Bo Bayom. So the only Malacha that would be mutter is if you need food to eat that day, then it will be allowed. We discussed this back in Maseches Pesachim. Machlokas Rishonim, whether this Isra Malacha is a din to Araisa or a din to Rabbanan. Right? This is discussed in Pesachim in the Bavli Daf Nun, beginning of Perek, Makim Shenagu, right? That's where the, Mishnah discusses the minhag of not doing Malacha there, Pesachim before Chatzos, after Chatzos. So that's where Tosfos quotes, from the Yerushalmi that we did in Pesachim. Maishna Arve Pesachim Ishar Yantif, Mishun Dizmana Pesach, Mi Chatzos Ve'elach. V'yaf yachid kamar hasam b'shari bos hashana v'yom shemevi karban aser melacha. Right, so the Gemara says that imken ye kol hayom aser. The whole day should be aser for karban Pesach. It shouldn't be totally on minog beforehand. No. Answer, mishum deroy lahakr mishachres of a Pesach inu yachol akriva el achar chatzos. Right, karban Pesach was only after chatzos. Right, k'denafka lan bi bein harabayim. Buy any other karban that you could bring even in the morning, so the whole day is going to have the halacha of a yantif. But karban Pesach was only afterwards. What about the karban tamid? The Karban Tamid, so nobody should ever be able to do Malacha, because the Karban Tamid is on behalf of all of Am Yisrael. So we said there, no, it can't be Asata the Gamecha. The Torah says that you could go to work, so it can't be that the Karban Tamid is gonna aser everybody. Vim kol Yisrael yoshvim ubetelem miyasof lem dagon umashba. So that's the whole discussion of the Yerushalmi. And Tosfos ends off by saying, umashba asam to me da araisa asura. He sounds like an Issa d'Araisa. V'nira da'apiz manazeh, d'leka ha'krava, kivish neser oz, asur la'olam. That's Tosfos' din, machlokes, Rashi, Balamor, Tosfos there, about the Issa malacha b'smanazeh. But Tosfos seems to say that it's said that it's a din, it's a d'Araisa. Many other Rishonim argue, Tosfos here in Chagiga, the Rambam seems to say that it's d'Rabbanan, the Ritva there. But that's the kind of Issa malacha on the day that you bring a carbon. We continue. Modim, says the Gemara, Shem Chalal, Yes, B'Shabbos, Yom Tovok, Shalach, Achar Shabbos. Everybody agrees that if Shavuos falls out on Shabbos, everything's pushed off till Sunday. Habeis Hillel Omrim, Yom Tovok, Shalach, Achar Shabbos. Orah Shalmi. Question is, okay, it's pushed off till Sunday. So we know that the rule is that whenever you bring a karban, the mishmaros of that day, the mishmar of that day gets the skins. But if it's a yantif karban, everybody splits it. So what about this? It's a yantif karban, it's the Olas Re'iya, but it's not being grown on the first day of Yantav. It's kind of a nidche. So who gets the skins, right? The Karban Eda says, if it was brought on the first day of Yantav, Shita, Shem, Haim, Shel, Mishmaras, Bishavet, it's equal. But now, remember Shavuos, so it's not really Shavuos anymore, right? You have a week to bring the Tashlumin of the Chagiga, but it's not really Shavuos. So who gets the skins? So Reb Tevi, B'Shem, Reb Yoshi, is Palgon, Reb Yochanan, B'Shem, Elakish, Machlokas, Reb Yochanan, Amar, Shel, Kala, Mishmaras, because it's a weekday. Rav Shimon Lakash Amar Shaloso Shalkal Mishmar, because it's a Yantav Karban. Rav Shimon Lakash Amar Shaloso Mishmar, no, only from that Mishmar. The Is Amar, and some have this without attribution, Yom Tavoach Shalal Achar Shabbos Or Shalmi, Tifluk to Rav Yochanan Rav Shimon Lakash. Fine. Amar Rav Yochanan, Atzar Zishal Dashlumi Kol Shiva, Rav Yochanan says, you can bring the carbon for Shavuos or for a week, right? 6 days after Shavuos. Hezer Rav Oshia, really, but what didn't we learn in a brisa? Ma chodesh lemnuyav yom echad, just like Rosh Chodesh is for one day, right? A month is made up of days, so the day that you make special at the end is one day. So too, Shavuos, you count days till Shavuos, 50 days. So that what you should add on, what you should have Shavuos celebrate is one day. So how do you have a week? So Amar Rebbe La, Shemlo Chag Barishon Yachal Kol Shiva. Doesn't mean one day, it means one of these days, that if you didn't do it the first day, right? So any one of the next 6 days. If the Kohen Gadol ever wants to do the Avodah, he can do it and put on his big day kahuna, Gadolah. He could go and then eat them in his house. Right, the Rambam says that the Kohen Gadol lived in Yerushalayim. He had a house in Yerushalayim, so he could eat it in all of Yerushalayim, the Kachi Kalam. He could come back and bring the Tomei Shabbat Rabbayim. This is what normally happened. Right, so therefore, when he didn't do this, right, like the Mishnah said, it sent a message. We take out the next line. Rabbi Ukva b'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi lo haya osakein al b'shabbasas v'yamun tovim. The Kohen Gadol wouldn't do all the where is big day kuna gadol and do all of this on a weekday. Every Shabbos and Yontif, when he wanted to do this, he was to wear his big day kuna gadola. So again, either way, it was a message that you know this is a Yontif karbon, and if he's not wearing his begadim, so then it sends a message to the tzedukim that they are not correct. Is tani tani etz baratz al mitzvah? Some say that the Kohen Gadol, the tzitz, we know the special tzitz on the forehead, it's meratzeh, it makes karbanas that were brought to tumah work anyway. So some say that it only works when it's on his forehead, when he's wearing it. Is tani tani afilu bezavis? Some say no, even when it's off. Manda baratz baratz al mitzvah, vayal mitzvah tamin. The source for saying that's in his forehead, because it says, vayal mitzvah tamin. Manda afilu bezavis, the one that says even in the corner, mehadad yom kippur, yom kippur, that's the way that sits. And you see, it's Merat, when he goes into the Kodesh Kadashim, right? It's one of the big days Zahav. And he still gets Kapara. So you see, he doesn't have to be wearing it. The Gemara just links this to the previous Machlokas. Mandam, right? It says Merat al Mitzchah, the one that says only when it's on his forehead, Besailer Rabbi Yossi Barbun, like the first opinion that the Kohen Gadol always wear the Begadim, whenever he did the Avodah. Mandam, right? Philip Bezavis, Besailer Rabbi Ukva, the one that says even when it's off, that's a riot to Rev Ukva, who says he only wore it on Shabbos and Yantif. Okay, we'll stop here.